Well, a pair of grants totaling about $1.5 million is going to allow a Shawnee Mission medical device developer to expand. Peter Lucas is COO of Epic Medical Concepts and Innovations, and he joins me now in studio to talk about the company's plans. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you very much for having me.
So this money will enable you to add more than 100 employees?
We expect to add about 140 jobs over the next 5 years, and optimistically, hopefully that will be closer to 3 years.
And what kind of jobs will they be?
It's a wide variety, everything from managerial to engineering, all the way down to manufacturing and production.
And this money is provided by the Kansas Bioscience Authority. How important was it to land this money, and what was that process like?
Well, we're kind of a unique company in that we have our own products that we've developed, and those are already in the market generating revenues. And we reinvest those revenues into research and development and bringing new products to market and creating licenses with people like the University of Kansas that come up with some of these new technologies. So what we've ended up doing is we would need a lot more time to bring these products to market if it was not for the grants from Kansas Bioscience Authority. We were looking at, for instance, these two neurological products that we're working on right now, approximately 4 years to bring those to market if we strictly used our own internal funding. However, with these grants, we're going to be able to fast forward that to closer to 18 months.
Because you can hire more people to do the research, to help clear the regulatory hurdles.
Exactly. It's just a very expensive thing to, the engineering is actually not terribly expensive because we do that internally, but the regulatory approvals and FDA, we do what's called a 510K filing, or a PMA if it's a really novel device, and that can run into hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars per product.
So it seems like you have almost two separate units. Can you kind of delineate between the two?
We do. It's generally speaking, it's all the same
company. Right.
We're producing products that we've developed internally, and that's an ongoing business for us. That it does generate a lot of our free revenues that we use for other projects. And then we also have this other side where we're licensing or we're doing medical contract manufacturing or even in some cases partnerships. We're currently putting together a partnership with a company and a university to bring a really complex but novel process to the market. So the variety of ways that we work kind of makes us a little bit different than many medical companies, where it's either a startup that exists to bring a new product to market or it's a company that strictly does their own internal products.
So let me ask you, were these two different areas of emphasis by design, or did one happen first and the other you saw an opportunity and you kind of grew that side of it?
The end game was always to expand into new markets. And we had such a good product line with what we had already developed. We knew that we had the income to do that. And one of our keys has been we haven't wanted to look for outside equity investments or capital investments from angel investors or things like that. We really want
Why
to be
not?
Able to build this organically. There's actually, that's a very good question. And the basic logic behind that is we want to be able to ensure that this company and the products that it develops stay in Kansas. It's very important to us. Jim and I are both Kansas lifelong residents, and it's been a goal of ours to keep that. And what happens when you bring in outside investment is that if there's enough dilution of the equity, you can end up going, well, this investor really wants you to move this business to the East Coast or the West Coast.
You knew Mr. K's pain. You
right.
only hope to be Mr. K, right?
Right.
Well, you have three different facilities all here in the region. Can mm-hmm. you tell me about those three?
We do. Our corporate headquarters is actually in Mission, Kansas, which is very close to here where we're sitting right now.
Sure.
We also have our research and development we're actually doing at the Kansas Bioscience Authority Venture Accelerator, and that's turned out to be an excellent thing for us. They have very state-of-the-art labs and offices out there. The building is beautiful.
What a cool place, yeah.
It really is a neat place if you're in the medical industry. But what that's also allowed us to do is leverage KBA's notoriety with mm-hmm. people who come up with these ideas, because most of the companies that come into the Venture Accelerator are doing biosciences or pharma, and we're strictly device. So when a device inventor comes in, the KBA says, well, we've got a company that does that type of thing, you should go talk to them. So the fact that we have a presence there has been beneficial, I think, to ourselves and to the KBA.
So it helps you generate leads.
It does. It's definitely a lead generator for us. And then finally, we have our manufacturing operation, and that's actually in Grain Valley, Missouri. And we do start to finish manufacturing. We drop ship straight to customers, even though on some products we do use a distributor. We still can do order fulfillment and customer service and repairs. That's all done in-house.
So you're committed to keeping your manufacturing here as well? Because I know a lot of these kind of companies outsource these overseas. It's much cheaper.
We absolutely are committed to keeping all of our manufacturing here. We're subject to so many regulations in the medical device industry. We're an ISO 13485 business. We're 9001 and we're FDA registered. And quality, of course, in this business is so important because lives literally are at stake. And we feel like we have so much more control over that if it's something that we can see and touch every single day.
And Peter, you have an interesting backstory. You come from the publishing industry, is that right?
I was actually in book manufacturing for about 10 years.
And how did this all come about?
Well, there's actually some family connection to the medical device business, and Jim actually had worked in medical devices back in the 80s and had quite a bit of experience with that. And we sat down one day and said, we've got all these ideas. We should probably start a business.
So what was the learning curve like? I know just the bioscience industry has been somewhat new to me covering it. It's been quite an up ramp. How about for you?
For myself personally, it's been a bit of a change.
Sure.
But manufacturing is manufacturing to some extent. And that was my background. So managing that part of the business wasn't as difficult. I will say the science part of it for me has been a steep learning curve.
Right.
Because my background's business.
But so far, so good. And this ability to add more than 100 employees, I mean, I can't imagine what other companies, startups would give to have this kind of an opportunity. Anything else you want to add about your timeline for getting these people on board?
We're just really excited. We currently have over a dozen new novel devices that are in commercialization that should be coming out over the next 2 to 4 years. Some of them as soon as next year, and they're kind of staggered over the next 4 years. And as we do that, we're going to be adding 30 to 40 jobs a year at least. And the pipeline that we have is so, it's like a waterfall. We have so many things pitched to us every week. We have new things pitched to us, and some of them are so exciting, you know, it's hard to pass some of them up. So that dozen products that we're working on now, it could be 50, you know, by the end of this year, and that just means the number of employees we'll need will be even greater.
And there's been a hiccup with the KBA funding this past year with the audit of the agency. But in general, how do you feel the climate is in this region for companies like yours and the kind of companies that you're partnering with?
I think generally speaking, the commitment Kansas has made to bringing this type of business, they want Kansas to be sort of a hotbed for medical and pharma. I think that they are on the right track, generally speaking. I think the KBA actually has done an excellent job. I mean, they spent a ton of money on the audit and really didn't find anything
out of place. And they
continued
to fund companies.
And they did continue, and they continue to do so today. I know that there's
obviously.
I know that there are politics involved, and I totally stay out of that part of the grant business. But I do think that Kansas's focus, I mean, obviously the tax cuts that they're offering to small businesses is just another example of how they want to draw new businesses in.
Yep. All right. Good to have you along. Peter Lucas is COO of Epic Medical Concepts and Innovations, joining me in studio today. Good to have you on the program.
Thanks again.
And good luck.